And joining us, as she often does here on Radio National Summer Breakfast, is, of course, the extraordinary part of the backbone, I would say, of Radio National. And for some time now is, of course, the extraordinary Rachel Conn. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning to you, John.
Now, Rachel, with Christmas bearing down upon us, we should look at the, I suppose, the roots of Christmas. Is that what we're looking at? The roots of Christmas? Where Christmas came from?
Yes, the roots of Christmas. And of course, these days, a lot of people like to point out that it has pagan roots.
Yes.
Or that, you know, even the date of Jesus' birth was, you know,
chosen. A confection.
A confection, a perfect word for this time of year. Mm. And of course, there is confusion about the date of Jesus' birth, because even in the Gospel of Luke, we have Jesus apparently being born under the reign of Herod. And then later in that gospel, it says that when he was 30, it was the 15th year of the Emperor Tiberius's reign.
Yes.
But that would mean that he was actually born in the reign of Augustus. So with that sort of confusion, scholars are themselves divided. And even Professor Fitzmaur of the Pontifical Biblical Commission,
yes,
has put Jesus' birth 3 years prior to his birth. That is 3 BCE.
3 BCE, which meant he was... At what age was the crucifixion then?
Well, that's a whole...
That's a whole different thing.
That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's stay with Christmas.
Later.
Now, did I not read just the other day that, the Pope had issued a clarification suggesting that there were no lambs or other animals at the birth of Jesus, even though this imagery is often depicted in nativity scenes?
Yes, well, that imagery and those symbols are very important, because the lamb, the pure white lamb, for example, was a symbol of purity.
Yes.
In the Jewish tradition in which Jesus was raised. And in fact, even the date, the 25th of December, may indeed reflect the fact that the Festival of Lights, Hanukkah, is always celebrated, and back then in the first century was celebrated on the 25th of Kislev, which is the Jewish month.
Right.
And that may well be why the 25th was chosen of December. Now, I haven't read that as part of the usual explanations for the date, but it is a simple fact. Josephus, the Jewish historian in the first century, talks about the Festival of Lights on the 25th of Kislev. So it may well have been a convenient date.
Yes, and he was writing when, about 300 AD or BCE?
No, Josephus was a first century.
A first century
historian. Yes,
okay. He defected, did he not?
He
joined the Romans.
He joined the Romans, and he became
a sort of Benedict Arnold type.
Yes, he became the official biographer for the Romans. I mean, the official historian for the Romans.
Yeah, of Jewish history.
Of Jewish history, but also of general history as well.
Okay. All right. Now, is there any evidence, and this is something I'll be following up at some stage in another circumstance, that there is a connection between the festival of Christmas and the festival of the Roman festival, the Saturnalia?
Well, there certainly is. And Saturnalia was a period of licentiousness, which, of course, must have disturbed the early Christians. And it made sense, therefore, when Christians already had gained ground in the Roman Empire around the 3rd century, that they might co-opt this time that was, you know, full of debauchery, and celebrate the birth of Jesus then as a way of countering that debauchery, and also, undoubtedly, of gathering the momentum of that time. I mean, just substituting.
Well, it was very popular amongst the Romans, wasn't it, Saturnalia? Because you could do whatever you bloody well liked with impunity. You could wander the streets naked, singing ribald songs, and steal people's possessions without any recourse to any courts or judicial system.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And of course, the early Christians were very interested in spreading their message amongst those who had not yet heard it. And mm-hmm. that would have been precisely those people, waking up in the morning after.
Mm. The hedonists.
Yeah, the hedonists, exactly.
And Saturnalia went from what? The 7th of December through to the 25th. And so the last day of Saturnalia, well, let's call it the birthday of Jesus.
Yes.
Is that the way it was?
Well, it's the winter solstice.
Yes.
And I'm not exactly sure if it's always, exactly at the same date, but it was certainly then. And, interestingly, it caught on. It caught on, my goodness. And instead of, grabbing things, it became a time where people gave gifts. And indeed showed the generosity. And this is one of the things about Christmas. The atheists, for example, have issued a press release called Happy Christmith, thinking that in that way they are stabbing at the truth of the season. But in fact, myth has a great deal of truth to it. And if Christmas was only a celebration of a paranormal event, i.e. the virgin birth, then it would only be half as important as it is today. Because in fact, Christmas is the commemoration of the inauguration, the origin of a great tradition, tradition that spread around the world and spread the values of charity and love and justice and mercy and all of those sorts of things that we do associate with the tradition. And that really is the ongoing importance, certainly as important as those beliefs in Jesus as the Son of God. But it's also, very importantly, the time that people today come together and commemorate and support this tradition of antiquity.
Well, the tradition now is, indulgence, isn't it? Eating too much, drinking too much, spending time with friends, putting the feet up, dozing off.
Well, that's...
It's lost its spiritual dimension, hasn't it? It's become commercialised.
Our
economy is predicated on people spending around this time.
Well, that's certainly true. There's that side of it. But of course, the whole point of Christmas is to get back inside the church or to get back inside the bosom of the community. It's a failure if it happens entirely in the shopping malls. It's got to begin and end at home and, expressing the finest values that we have.
Well, let's hope that is the case. Let's hope it is, Rachel. All right. Well, thank you very much for this. Thanks for dropping by.
It's a pleasure.
It's always edifying, always comforting, and always takes us in a direction that I never imagined we'd end up going. Rachel Conn, again, thanks very much.